Welcome to the fourth episode of Piston Hearted Talks. This is one show where we get your favorite bikers and adventurers all around the world and ask them wacky questions.
भैया हम क्लोरमेंट क्यों खाते हैं?
In this series of 7 episodes, our fourth guest is this one girl biker who, if starts talking about her bikes and helmet collection, can go on for ages. Introducing Sabrina. Sab.
Hello, my name is Sabrina and I'm Bombay Global Nomad Instagram page.
Sabrina owns more than 21 Royal Enfields in Cape Town as she runs a motorcycle tour company there, and she has lived in Mumbai for more than 10 years. I'm pretty sure she knows Hindi very well. So without further ado, first question to Sabrina. Explain your love for Royal Enfields in Hindi.
तो ये बहुत मुश्किल नहीं है क्योंकि रॉयल एनफील्ड मेरा दिल है, मुझे बहुत पसंद है, ये मेरा फेवरेट मोटरसाइकिल है क्योंकि ये बहुत सबसे अच्छा है माउंटेन के लिए, बीच क्रूजिंग के लिए, सिटी के लिए. इट कैन बी द रॉयल एनफील्ड क्लासिक या मेरा फेवरेट द हिमालयन विच इज़ माइन, द हिमालयन BS4. ये बहुत अच्छा बाइक है माउंटेन के लिए, तो दार्जिलिंग, सिक्किम, लद्दाख, ये बहुत अच्छा है और बहुत स्मूथ का राइडिंग का फील है. तो ये मेरा हिंदी बहुत अच्छा नहीं है क्योंकि मैं इंग्लिश स्विच कर रही हूँ अभी. So please bear with me. I do understand a bit Hindi, but I haven't spoken it in a while. I'm stuck in lockdown in South Africa at the moment. Royal Enfield is definitely, definitely one of my favorite bikes. I actually own 21 of them, 20 in Cape Town in South Africa, where we do motorcycle tours. And of course, I have my Himalayan Jack Black in Mumbai. So that's waiting for me, and it has been my dream bike ever since I came to India 12 years ago. I saw a Royal Enfield and I fell in love with it, and I said one day I will own one and I will have to ride one. I'm a Royal Enfield girl. What shall I say?
She's a Royal Enfield girl for sure. Question number 2 for Sabrina is, what is the first bike which you ever rode?
The first bike I ever rode. Now, this is, I honestly don't remember which bike I rode first. I learned it over 2 weekends. A friend taught me. I woke up one day and said, listen, there's not going to be one more day that I don't know how to ride a motorcycle. So a dear friend of mine, he had a motorcycle and he taught me on a weekend back in the Andheri West, you know, back lanes where there wasn't too much traffic. And then I bought my first motorcycle instantly, actually, which was the Hero Honda Cafe Racer that they had launched. It was a one-seater, it was black, it was gorgeous, super lightweight, and I was cruising around Bandra in Mumbai on it. Not very fast, but perfect for me to learn on it and get comfortable with riding itself. And I really enjoyed it. Wherever I would be riding, people would look at me. They had never seen that motorcycle because I don't think many people actually bought it being a single-seater. But I thoroughly loved it cruising, you know, 8 a.m. just after doing your gymming, or 9 a.m. before you hit work, just going along bandstand, cruising, stopping at the barista, having your coffee.
Splendor Cafe Racer actually caught my attention too. It's like, I mean, it was first time that an Indian company thought of making, okay, Royal Enfield also made it before it, but a 100cc motorcycle, or less than that actually, was converted into a production model cafe racer. So I'm sure it was superb for being a first bike in Mumbai, a city bike. I mean, I liked that bike when I saw it for the first time, also because I like cafe races. She wanted to mention all her other bikes, and she has mentioned her other bikes in this video, but I'm going to play it at the end. I like the fact that you have named all your bikes, Sabrina. That makes it completely different. Her cafe racer is called James, her Himalayan is called Jack Black. Moving on to the third question for Sabrina. Tell us one of the funniest incidents you have had on a motorcycle road trip.
I think one of the most memorable ones, I'm not sure if, well, it was funny at that time, but it was also probably the scariest experience I had at my entire riding experience till now, probably. It was my first trip to Ladakh, and I was riding in a group of riders, and honestly, it was my first trip on a Royal Enfield, it was my first time in Ladakh, it was the first time being on a trip on a motorcycle. Until then, I've been just circling the house on my little 100cc in Bandra. So everything was a first, but I was doing great. And like every new rider, you become really overconfident, and that's a really big issue I have. I need to recalibrate this frequently. So I'm riding and cruising through the Himalayas, and I'm like, whoo, I'm so talented, and whoo, I'm really a natural. And absolutely, absolutely underestimated those roads and heights. And I remember riding on this really nice road by the river, and it just goes downhill to the river on the side, and it's dangerous, so you gotta watch what you're doing. And I'm just cruising at high speed, too high for what I was doing. And there's a little curve and a bend coming, and I did not see it was a 90 degree turn. It really just went boop around the mountain, and I didn't expect that. It threw me off the road. In my mind, I was like, that's it. This is gonna be the last time me being on a bike. I'm gonna die right here, because I could see these big rocks coming closer. My bike was just like, you know, shaking and throwing me into the rocks and the gravel. And there was, you know, the river down there. And in my mind, I had made peace. I was like, honestly, if this is it, couldn't have been better. I'm in the Himalayas, I'm doing what I love, I know the risk. And well, I was stupid enough to drive too fast, so I'm all right. But luckily, and this is another reason why I love Royal Enfield, my bike saved me. So weirdly enough, you know, I'm just tumbling and being thrown through the rocks. I never really fell. So it felt like falling, but I just didn't. And I ended up suddenly standing angular to the road, looking back at where I was coming from. On my Royal Enfield, it was a bullet back then, next to a massive rock. And I was riding first because way too fast, right? So all my other friends were coming behind me, and they came around the corner and saw me looking back at them on my bike in the middle of rocks. And they were like, Sap, what are you doing? Why are you parking funny? Why are you in there? And I'm like, well, it's not just stop laughing and just get me out of here, because you couldn't see I had almost had like a life-threatening accident, and instead I was just parking funnily on the side. That's one.
The landslide incident reminds me of one of my landslide incidences. We were coming back from Khardungla top, and we were stuck at Khardungla South Pulu for 2 days. But there was this one story. There's this one guy who, Noel, this is one guy, Noel, who was like 5 minutes ahead of us on the ride. And he crossed all those 12 landslide by, because of which we were stuck. Like, he crossed those roads and then landslide happened. So for 2 days, Noel was sitting at the hotel and we were stuck at South Pulu. And when we reached back to the hotel, Noel was sitting there. He was like, where were you guys for 2 days? And I was like, did you not get stuck in landslide? He was like, no. What landslides?
Hey!
Fourth question to you, Sabrina, is, there is a theory which says humans were sent to this planet from some other planet. What do you think about that?
It's the first time I'm honestly hearing that, or I'm thinking about it, to be honest. And I'm really not sure what to think about it, because A, evolution, I think we came from here. But I think it very much is worrisome that if we were sent here, what are we doing here? I mean, how bad must it have been over there to send people here? B, if it was so bad, what we would have caused on that, what are we gonna do here? I mean, what's worse is gonna happen than how this year already is? I mean, come on, guys, 2020 is already, I don't wanna talk about 2020. We're just gonna put it outside of the frame, and 2021, hello. I think we should look at that. So if we have been sent here, where are the spaceships? Why are we still where we are right now? We should be way more advanced. So I hope we were not sent here, to be honest, but I think it would be great to go somewhere else at one point. But in terms of priorities, let's get this planet back to a good state. And I think there's so many great places to explore, which we haven't done yet as humans on this planet. I think I would want to start with that first before I look at anything else out there.
There is no planet B for us. We have to protect this planet. And yesterday was Environment Day, World Environment Day. And I hope that you guys, every one of you, take it to heart and start doing one thing which protects our planet, because we don't have planet B. Final question for Sabrina. 3 tips for someone going to sit behind you as a pillion for the first time.
Hey!
Mera 3 tips, pillion ke liye. Don't choke me. I have had pillions who just hold on tight and squeeze you and choke you, and I don't know how scared they are. If you do this, we both are gonna die, because if I can't breathe, yeah, well, that's the end of that ride, probably. So my second thing is also, Enjoy the ride. You'll be absolutely safe. I'll take care of you. I won't do anything stupid because, come on, if you are a rider and you have someone sitting as a pillion, you have to be responsible. You are in charge of another one's life. So don't do crazy stuff on their own. Don't provoke accidents and then rush. So number three is don't shift around like an idiot. I don't know. I'm sorry if I'm sounding harsh, but you know, some people keep jumping up and down and shifting and all that, and you start using your balance and you're like, what are you doing? Just sit and enjoy and lean with the bike. So don't choke me. Don't shift. If someone shifts, it's gonna be me. Shift one up, one down, all up, right? And third, enjoy the ride and enjoy that happiness. Like people who have just met on a ride and offered, come on, just jump behind, I'll take you down the road, or let's do a little trip while I was on a road trip, just to show them how beautiful it is to ride on a motorcycle, and they thoroughly enjoyed it.
Okay, I asked you this question because I have this one friend of mine who is also your friend. I mean, she was your friend first.
Hey!
Who sat on a motorcycle in her life for the first time with you. So she's going to explain how it is to sit behind you on a motorcycle.
The first ever time I went on a motorbike was with Sabrina. Before then, I probably would have been scared of getting on a bike. Her tips for me being a first time rider were basically just sit on the back and hold on. I thought if you're riding as a passenger, you had to do some kind of like balancing and sort of help and everything else. And she was just laughing at me saying, no, lady, you're sort of crazy. So I get on the back of the bike and we're riding around and we're having an amazing time. And yeah, there's such a sense of freedom, you know, to kind of be free, the wind blowing in your hair. Definitely kept my mouth closed because I was worried about swallowing flies.
Hey!
But yeah, it was great. I mean, we could see in the distance there's a bit of a storm brewing and grey clouds, but I kind of tried not to think about it much. We started our journey back home in the pouring heavy rain. We got completely soaked. We pulled over at one point so we could buy those waterproof coverings to try and keep us dry, but yeah, we got really, really, really wet. We couldn't even ride the bike all the way to where we were staying because the roads were just so muddy. And I must admit, a couple of times I was getting a bit nervous, thinking, wow, are we going to make it back? You know, I was freezing cold, I was soaking wet, my first time on a bike riding around Goa in the pouring rain. But no, you know, at the end of the day, it's all part of the adventure and having fun. And obviously Sabrina, yeah, she's a very, very safe rider. That was a great thing about having my first experience on a bike with Sabrina. You know, she was safe, she was cautious, she never was speeding, you know, she kind of did everything properly. And yeah, I felt really kind of secure. In the biker cafe, that's where I met Gaurav. Gaurav's style of riding was a bit different to Sabrina's. Like, he definitely went a lot faster.
Yes!
Thank you, Sabrina, for giving me my first ever experience on a bike.
And yeah, enjoy riding as much as you can. It's the best thing to do, and it's absolutely fun and instant happiness. Oh, you're Bohara J, my favorite hobby here. Or your favorite life hobby. So, motorcycle. Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot, Sabrina, for coming on Piston Hearted Talks. It was amazing knowing about your stories, and there are a lot of other stories which I've edited out. I'll put it at the end. We did not do hashtag PhD yesterday, so hashtag PhD is here. And that is the end of today's episode, so all you Piston Hearts out there, don't be an oil can. See you on the next one. If you like this video, share it with your friends, because we need more people to watch such funny videos. I mean, I don't know if it's funny, but still, share it with your friends if you like this video, and put a thumbs up for me and sub and everyone else who loves motorcycles.
The best way to eat potatoes is boil them, peel off the skin, mash them, cut some chilies, add some salt, and make nice aloo parathas.